Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. It's time for us to come on in for noonday prayer. I'm going to give everybody a few more seconds to come on in. It's time to get busy with daddy's business. I am so happy that this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So I'm going to give everybody a few more seconds to come on into noonday prayer. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Day that the Lord has made, let us rejoice and be glad in it. You know, I always tell people that we need to pray every day because there has been so many shootings. My God, my God, my God. It has been quite a few shootings. Now we just saw in the news that there was a shooting in the mall. And this young man that had his gun on him killed the young man who was shooting the individuals in the mall. Three are dead and three critically injured. Saints, we have got to go into prayer before we leave our house. We have got to go in prayer before we go to any mall, any shopping plaza, any parade, any movie theaters, any banks, any restaurants. You got to go into prayer. You have to cover your family because you could be an innocent bystander just doing what God has allowed you to do, whether you're going to work or to school, to the post office or to your job, and you could be an innocent person getting shot because someone is mentally unstable or someone is dealing with family issues and they decided to take it out on innocent people. Saints, you have got to go in prayer. And this is why I urge people, come to noonday prayer, because you don't know what God may say or how he may use me to tell you something that you are going through that I don't even know you. So it's important that we go into prayer every day, not on just Wednesday, but on every day. We get into prayer. You know, well, people say, well, Sanjay, I don't hardly go out. You don't have to go out all the time. But it could be that one time that you go to the grocery store and someone come into the grocery store and start shooting. Or it could be that one time you go to the doctor's office and some deranged person go to the hospital and starts killing. It only takes that one time for you to be at the wrong place at the wrong time and doing nothing but what you need to do on a daily basis and get shot. So let us go into prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, dear gracious Lord, Lord, we come to you right now, Father God. We come to you humble as a lamb right now, Father God, asking you to hear our prayers and hear our heart right now, Father God. Look down on each and every last one of us on the line. Look down on prophetess Candace and Pastor Michael right now, Father God. Give them the substance that they are looking for right now, Father God, to start Steadfast Ministries right now, Father God. Father God, I'm praying for this ministry that it goes, you know, higher and higher, new levels right now, Father God, that you may elevate the ministry so that they can touch many hearts and touch many people who are homeless and looking for food and water right now, Father God. Father God, I also ask that you touch New Harvest Changers right now, Father God. Father God, you know this ministry is getting ready to start birthing out some new things. So we ask, Father God, with your knowledge, with your wisdom, with your understanding, Father God, that you touch New Harvest Changers. Father God, use each and every last one of us in a way that's mighty and pleasing to your sight right now, Father God. Father God, touch our government right now, Father God. For there is so much bitterness and contention and just malice right now, Father God, in the government system. Father God, touch our president and vice president, Father God. Let them be able to continue to lead and guide the American people in a way that seems right to you right now, Father God, that seems like it's a good work to you right now, Father God. Father God, for we don't want to do anything out of your will. So, Father God, let the government lead us if that will be your will. For you said to Jeremiah, I know the thoughts that I have toward you. I know the plans that I have for you, that they may be good and not. So, Father God, let us be able to follow your will, follow your plan, follow your instructions right now, Father God, so that we will not be out of the will of God right now, Father God. Father God, touch each and every senator, governor, commissioner, even right down to our people that's in the office doing internship right now, Father God. Let them have the wisdom and mind and heart of you right now, Father God. For Father God, we call out the word of love right now, Father God. Let us love each other right now, Father God. For you have commanded that we love our neighbors as we love ourselves right now, Father God. So, Father God, let us love each other and stop killing one another right now, Father God. Father God, let us put down the guns and the malice and the hatred right now, Father God. For Father God, let your love flow like the wind of the world right now, Father God. Let it flow through every city, every nation, every county, every country, every state right now. Right now, Father God, let your flood flood like the flood of water right now, Father God. Let your love just flow right through us right now, Father God. And forever hatred, hurt, malice, envy, revenge that anyone have right now, Father God. Father God, we ask that you shake that spirit out of them and cleanse them right now, Father God, that no innocent person that's going to the store or going to church or going to the mall or going to the movies will be shot because of this person having a bad spirit within them right now, Father God. Father God, we ask that you go through all of the hospitals right now, Father God. But we know there are people who are still suffering with COVID right now, Father God. So, Father God, we ask that you touch them right now, Father God. Heal their body right now, Father God. Touch all of our kids right now, Father God, who's taking the COVID vaccine right now, Father God. Let no harm come to their little bodies with this vaccine, Father God. Let every little kid that is taking these COVID shots be in well, good health right now, Father God. Let them not have any kind of side effects from these shots right now, Father God. Father God, we also ask you to go into our senior citizen home right now, Father God. Touching each and every last one of our seniors right now, Father God. Let them know, Father God, that you are standing beside their bedside right now, Father God, waiting to heal their body right now, Father God. Heal their mind from Alzheimer's dementia right now, Father God. Heal their body from any kind of bad diseases that they may be suffering with right now, Father God. Even heal them from sclerosis and liver problems right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, Father God, heal them from their bones being brittle and heal them from the arthritis that they're suffering with right now, Father God. But Father God, we know all of these ailments is not of you right now, Father God. So, Father God, we ask that you go to each and every single citizen home, senior citizen home right now, Father God, and touch them right now, Father God. Strengthen their body right now, Father God. If they're weak, Father God, we call out strength right now. If they're sick, we call out health right now, Father God. Strengthen their bodies and let the elders know that you are there, Father God. Let them hear your words of well done, my good and faithful servant right now, Father God. Father God, go to each and every last one of our churches right now, Father God. Touch every single pastor, minister, deacon, deaconesses right now, Father God. Touch every evangelist, every elder right now, Father God. Bishop, archbishops right now, Father God. Touch all of the apostles right now, Father God. Let them know that you are still on the throne and working in their behalf right now, Father God. For any pastor that's thinking of closing his doors, Father God, give him the substance to keep his doors open that he may continue to serve the community and not themselves right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, Father God, let every church door still open, continue to serve their community and not align their pocket with money right now, Father God. Let them be able to go out into the city areas into their neighborhoods right now, Father God, finding what the neighbors need and what their neighborhoods need, Father God. If this food, Father God, let the churches provide them with food. If it's clothing, let the churches provide them with clothing. If it's a shelter, Father God, let the church to have shelter over their head right now, Father God. But Father God, we know that you are a father that conducts and guides the leaders in the church right now, Father God. So, Father God, let every leader, every shepherd right now, Father God, stand in your will and in your ways. Let them have the mind and heart of you, Father, that they may go out to the highways and byways and teach those who are lost right now, Father God. Save those lost souls out there right now, Father God. Bring them in and make them fishers of men right now, Father God. Oh, Ikalalalapasha. Father God, we also call on all of the people that's evangelizing on the streets right now, Father God. Let them be able to continue to evangelize on the streets to the lost right now, Father God. Let them walk in faith and not in fear when they do their evangelistic ministries right now, Father God. Let them evangelize to the crack houses and the drug addicts right now, Father God. Let them evangelize into the bad neighborhoods that people will not go in right now, Father God. For Father God, we know that when you evangelize and you send your evangelists out in the world right now, Father God, they will go through all kinds of bad areas and drug homes and drug houses and stuff. But Father God, we ask that you keep your hedge of protection around them right now, Father God. Oh, Father God, because I see you calling out people to be more of evangelists right now, Father God. So let them have a safe heaven around them right now. First, your angel around each and every evangelist right now, Father God. Let no harm come near their dwelling, seen or unseen right now, Father God. Father God, as a matter of fact, we ask that you go to every hospital, every shelter right now, homeless shelter, regular shelter, women's shelter right now, Father God, men's shelter right now, Father God. Give them encouraging words that will make them realize that they are not at the hand of the lost right now, Father God. If anyone's walking around, Father God, thinking that they are not anything, that they've been told that they will never amount to anything, that they've been told that they were not smart, they were dumb, Father God, change their mindset, and Father God. Let them know that they are smart right now, Father God. Let them know that they are beautiful right now, Father God. But Father God, you said everything that you made was good right now, Father God. So let anyone who's having self-doubt right now, Father God, low self-esteem right now, Father God, let them know that they don't need to have that because that's not something you gave them right now, Father God. Let them know that they are beautiful and they are wonderfully made right now, Father God. And Father God, look down on our men right now, Father God, our single fathers as well right now, Father God. Strengthen them right now, Father God, where they can provide for their family as well as emotionally and physically right now, Father God. Look down on our mothers right now, Father God, as single moms right now, Father God. Let our mothers know that you are encouraging them to stand strong with their family right now. Let them know that they are not alone, but they are with you right now, Father God. Let our single fathers and mothers know that you are standing right beside them, supporting them right now, Father God. Father God, look down on our families right now, Father God. Let our families walk in love and unity right now, Father God. Be no arguments or dissension or separation in our family homes right now, Father God. The divorce rate right now, Father God. Let the divorce rate cease and desist right now, Father God. Father God, we ask that you bring every unity and every family together in unity right now, Father God. Let them love one another as they have loved themselves right now, Father God. Let your love abound in each and everyone's home right now, Father God. Let everyone that has a family walk in love right now and meekness and humbleness and caringness and kindness right now, Father God, with long suffering right now, Father God. But Father God, we know that if each house had the fruit of the Spirit, it would help save the land right now from some of this demonic, the tension that's going on in this world right now, Father God. Whatever demonic tension that's going on in any family's home, we rebuke it right now, God, in the name of Jesus right now, Father God. Father God, look at our children right now, Father God, that's out for the summer right now, Father God. Continue on keeping their hedge of protection around them, right, Father God. Let them be able to play in their yards and in their homes without any kind of danger dwelling near their home or in their yards right now, Father God. let them get along with their siblings and be able to have a wonderful summer right now, Father God. Have the time that they had never had where they can say, we went here, we went there and had a great time just right now, Father God. For our children right now, Father God, are suffering right now, Father God. So any child that's suffering right now, Father God, we call it healing right now, Father God. We call it strength. We call it favor. We call it right now whatever that child may need, Father God. For all of our runaways right now, Father God, let them find a way back home to their parents right now, Father God. For all the human trafficking right now, Father God, we ask that they cease and desist, and we ask that you cast that enemy back to the pit of hell from where it came from right now, Father God. We ask that you stop human trafficking right now, Father God. For Father God, a lot of families are torn apart when their loved ones are taken without no knowledge right now, Father God. Father God, continue on blessing the families in Uvalde, Texas right now, Father God. Those who have lost their babies right now, Father God. Father God, I know they don't understand, but Father, give them the sense of understanding right now, Father God. Heal their hearts and mend their spirits right now, Father God. Father God, let their siblings know that they are safe in your bosom right now, Father God. Let the mothers and the fathers know that you have their babies with you right now, Father God. Father God, we ask that you also look down on our nation right now, Father God, with the Ukraine war right now, Father God. Father God, touch Putin's heart right now where he will cease and desist the war right now, Father God. Let the Ukrainians come together once again, Father God, being able to live in their own homeland right now, Father God. Give them the substance so that they can rebuild right now, Father God. For we know, Father God, that it's your nature right now, Father God. So, Father God, we ask that the war cease and desist right now, Father God. Father God, we ask that the war stop right now, Father God. We ask that you go into the Russian nation right now, Father God, healing and touching and surviving that land right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, Father God, we even ask that you bring home Brittany right now, Father God. We ask that you release her from the Russian prison right now, Father God. Let her come home to her loved ones right now, Father God. For we know she is being detained, not of drugs, but being detained as a target, as a bargaining chip right now, Father God. So, Father God, we call out right now the release of Brittany right now, Father God. Brittany Garner right now, Father God. Let her be able to come home and spend time with her parents and with her basketball teammates right now, Father God. Father God, let her come home safe and not sick with any ailments right now, Father God. But Father God, we know that you are walking with her and keeping her strong right now, Father God. So Father God, we ask that you release and let her come home right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus right now, Father God. Father God, look on anyone who's suffering with cancer, dementia, Alzheimer's right now, Father God. The cirrhosis of the liver, diabetes, high blood pressure right now, Father God. Any kind of lymphoma right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, touch those that's even suffering with lupus and as a matter of fact, Father God, not even so much as lupus, but leukemia right now, Father God. Touch anyone who's on this line or who's going to listen to this line later right now, Father God. Touch their hearts and heal their bodies right now, are not of you right now, Father God. Even right down to arthritis, heart problems right now, Father God. Losing their sight right now, Father God. Touch them right now, Father God. Heal them right now, Father God. Anyone who's suffering with AIDS and COVID right now, Father God. Rebuke the COVID disease from them and the AIDS disease from them right now, hepatitis right now, Father God. Father God, we ask that you heal our nation and heal our people right now, Father God. For people are struggling with their health right now, Father God. We even ask that you touch people with depression and mental illness right now, Father God. Suicidal right now, Father God. But Father God, we know that you are a God that sit high and you listen to everything that people are saying and doing right now, Father God. So if there's anyone who's thinking of suicide right now, Father God, Father God, we ask that you rebuke that spirit from and tell them that they must say that they shall live and not die right now, Father God. But Father God, we know that you have put us all here for a job to be accomplished right now, Father God. And suicide is not one of them, Father God. So Father God, anyone who's thinking of doing suicide right now, Father God, rebuke that spirit out of them right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, anyone whose child is suffering with ADHD, autistic right now, Father God. Father God, heal them right now, Father God. Continue to guide them and guide their little ones right now, Father God. Let them know that their little ones are going to be something called great and not something called less right now, Father God. But Father God, you said, touch not my little ones right now, Father God. You love children and you admire your children right now, Father God. So let us treat them as such as love bugs right now, Father God, as I call our little ones, Father God. Let us love and adore and protect our children right now, Father God. Let no harm come near their dwelling right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, Father God, continue keeping a safe hedge over their little heads right now, Father God. Touch them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet right now, Father God. Protecting and guiding them right now, Father God. Let them grow to be good young ladies and good young men right now, Father God. Let them be able to be prosperous in the land right now, Father God. Let them sustain from all the dangers in the streets right now, Father God. Father God, I see a young man who's got a broken leg right now, Father God. And I hear the number 12. He has 12 pins in his legs right now, Father God. Father God, he's wondering if he's going to be able to use that leg again, Father God. Father God, touch his heart and let him know that you already given him the victory to go back and jog. He used to jog in the morning right now, Father God. Let him know that he will be back jogging as soon as that leg heals right now, Father God. Let him know that he will be A-okay when his healing of his leg is complete right now, Father God. He's trying to walk too soon and do too much. Father God, let him be able to sit and rest that leg right now, Father God, and let those pins in his leg mend together with his bones right now, Father God. Father God, I see a loved one who was in an accident right now, Father God, and they're trying to figure out how they're going to go about getting transportation right now, Father God. Let them not worry about that, Father God, but let their mind stay on you that you protected them from being damaged in this accident, Father God. Let them be able to say, I am grateful that God protected me and not worry about their transportation right now, Father God. Father God, I see a young person trying to open up a business right now, Father God. And Father God, they don't have the funds, but they have the idea right now, Father God. Father God, let them create a business plan and let them be able to get a government subsidized grant for their business right now, Father God, so that their business can grow and they can help the neighbors and in their neighborhood right now, Father God. Father God, I see another young person who's getting ready to get into college right now, Father God, and they're stressed out about the SAT scores right now, Father God. Father God, I ask that you show them favor right now, Father God. Let them know that their SAT scores are going to be good enough for them to go to this college right now, Father God. Father God, they are in a dilemma because they are unsure of themselves right now, Father God. But let them know that their SAT scores are just enough for them to get into that college right now, Father God. And Father God, as a matter of fact, keep a hedge of protection around this individual when they get into this college right now, Father God. But Father God, we give you the honor, we give you the glory, and we know that all things are good within you right now, Father God. We know we cannot do anything without you right now, Father God. For you said, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world right now, Father God. For you have said in your word, if we abide in you and you abide in us, Father God, we can ask whatever we want in your name right now, Father God. Father God, I'm not asking for glory or money, but Father God, I'm asking for the healing of the land right now, Father God. Father God, I'm asking for you to allow the land to be able to rebuild and regroup from COVID right now, Father God. Father God, I'm asking for you to help the land with the food and water right now, Father God. For we know, Father God, inflation rates are highest ever right now, Father God. So, Father God, I'm asking you to help us with our food and inflation right now, Father God. Father God, I'm calling to ask you, would you help us with our gas prices as they continue to go down right now, Father God. Father God, I'm calling and asking you to not let one family go hungry tonight right now, Father God. I'm asking you, Father God, to open favors for people who are homeless and have shelter over their head right now, Father God. But Father God, I stand on your word and I believe in you, Father God. And I trust in no one but you, Father God, that you can bring these things to come to pass right now, Father God. So Father God, I'll be so careful and so humble to continue to give you the honor and the glory right now, Father God. In your holy name, this is what my prayer is to you, Father. May you heal the land, Father God. May your love abide more and more each day. In Jesus' name, amen. Saints, if there are anyone who has a prayer request and you need prayer, you know, you can always give us a call. You can always call in on the line. The number is 845-277-9203. You can always email me, too, because, Saints, it's important that if you have prayer and you say, some people say, well, Pastor, I don't know how to pray. Well, all you have to do is just simply say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. And he will come and open your mouth and let him know what you're struggling with. Trust me, there is nothing new under the sun that God does not know that you are thinking or doing. He knows everything before you do it. He knows everything before you say it. So just invite God into your heart and open your mind and open your heart to him right now, because he's standing there knocking at the door and saying, let me in. And that's what Daddy wants. He wants to come in and he wants to be your friend. He wants to be your father. He wants to protect you and guide you. So since I ask that each and every last one of you have a great rest of the week, and we will come again next week, Wednesday, into noonday prayer. This is my prayer for each and every last one of you. May God bless you and enjoy your rest of your week. Amen.